His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. Oh, he is the mighty King, Master of everything. His name is wonderful, Jesus, my Lord. For he's the great shepherd, the rock of all ages, almighty God is he. Bow down before him, love and adore him. His name is wonderful, Jesus, my Lord. For he's the great shepherd, the rock of all ages, almighty God. Is he? Bow down before him, love and adore him. His name is wonderful, Jesus, my Lord. I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, O blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me near, O blessed Lord, to thy precious leading side. Consecrate me now to thy service, this Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me near, O blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me near, O blessed Lord, to thy prayer. just believe inside. Oh, to Jesus I surrender. Oh, to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence daily live. I surrender. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender humbly at His feet I bow. Worldly pleasures all forsaken, take me, Jesus, take me now. I surrender all. I surrender all. Oh, to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice of thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee every hour. Stay thou nearby. Temptations lose their power when thou art nigh. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour we, Lord, we need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come. Lord, this morning we come. With a hungry heart we come. With a made up mind we come. We come to thee. Hallelujah. Greater.
Your voice this morning. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. We're so thankful to God for our Dr. Vanessa starting this day with praise and worship this morning, saying, He is wonderful, and I surrender all, and Lord, I need thee every hour. With that, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity once more and again to say thank you. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your tender mercies. Thank you for your excellent greatness. Thank you for your mighty acts. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the resurrection power. Thank you, Lord, for being God all by yourself. Thank you, Lord, that you rule and reign on this earth as well as in the heavenly places. Thank you, O God, that you have brought us here this morning to worship, to honor, and to glorify your holy and righteous name. We give your name praise, O God, for your word, because your word is forever settled in heaven. We thank you, Lord God, that your word is flowing through our hearts, our minds, and our spirits to speak the things that you have called us to speak. And know, Father, that you are watching over your word to perform it. Thank you, Lord God, for these, your people who are on your call. And we ask that you bless them, that you keep them, that you strengthen them day by day as we meditate on all that you will have us to meditate on. Lord, we thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We ask that you continue to bless them in every area of their lives. We ask you, Father, that you speak a word through your minister this morning, Father God, and we will give you praise and glory, Lord, as our hearts will receive what you have for us through this great woman of God. We know, Lord God, that no weapon formed against her will prosper and that the words will flow forth like in a powerful way because your anointing is upon your servant. We thank you, Lord God, for Artist Life and everything pertaining to their company. And we know, Father God, that you will continue to bless in a mighty way. We give your name praise. We give your name glory. In Jesus' name, hallelujah and amen. I will now turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Woman of God, take it away.
Thank you, thank you, thank you to our amazing psalmist this morning for setting the atmosphere and helping us to prepare our hearts to hear what thus says the Lord, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and of course to our beautiful and amazing prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell. Thank you for seating and greeting us and opening us up with prayer. I say good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. I am Prophet Kai, and I wish you all the warmest of kingdom's greetings here from San Antonio, Texas. This call is all about the Master, and on October 25th, 2010, our two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, yes, founded this call. And you know when they founded the call, they did it in order. And that means this call is founded on scripture. And that scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call with prayer. We end this call with prayer. And we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. And we know that when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, and that mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. We have an amazing website, which is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And on that website, you can pick up all the previous messages that have been archived and recorded, our speaker's bio. Our theme for this year is In 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith, in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. If you are feeling led
to become a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter such as Minister Brenda did, or as a psalmist such as Dr. Vanessa did, or if you feel like you're led to host the call such as I'm doing right now. If you have a word in your belly for such a time as this from the Lord, you may have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net, and either Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call held Monday through Friday. A team of great leaders throughout Artist Life give us vital information on the benefits of the wonderful Artist Life products. That number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-pound. If you need the bypass number, that number is 716-293-9707. And today is Testimonial Thursday. So now I'm getting ready to get out of the way so that our mouthpiece with the message for the morning can come forward and bless our socks off. There are many accomplishments and successes that could be noted about our speaker today. Her full bio includes professional, social, and civic accolades. However, the thing that Pastor Candy feels most important in her is her walk with the Lord. She currently resides in Nashville, Tennessee, is a member of Mount Zion Full Gospel Church, and is the founder of Above the Cloud Ministries. Minister Candy says, by holding on to God's unchanging hand and with faith in his word, we can all live above the storm that comes in life. Personal experiences, she knows that there have been many times when the storms, hurricanes, and tsunamis of life would have swept her away, but for God seeing her through. It is my pleasure and privilege to introduce to some and present to others none other than our very own Pastor Candy. Pastor Candy, are you there?
I sure am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Kai. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa. Thank you, Minister Brenda, for all that you've done this morning. And thank you, Dr. PK, along with Dr. Vanessa, for giving me the opportunity to speak this morning. I appreciate all that you all do, and from the depths of my heart, I thank you. And also, this call would not be possible without you, the listeners. So I want to thank all of you for dialing in this morning. This is the Master's call. It is God's call. It is a time to honor, to worship, and give homage to Him, our Lord, our Savior, our Master, and my Father. It's my joy, it's my privilege, it's my pleasure to come before you this morning to bring you a word from the Lord. And I certainly don't take that lightly. God has entrusted me with your ears. So when I come before you, it is preceded by much thought, study, and prayer. And I thank you for taking time out this morning to be a part of the Master's Call. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Daddy God, Lord of the universe, King of kings, Savior and Master, your word says for us to enter your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. So, Father, as we enter your gates and courts this morning, we come with thanksgiving and praise. We thank you, Lord, that last night was not our last night, and that you have given us another day to worship, another day to glorify you, and another day to lift up the name of Jesus. You have given us another day to represent you in deed and in love for our family and others. You have given us another opportunity to live our best life according to your word. Father, I surrender my all to you, my voice, my mind. Speak through me as I deliver your word today. I draw the bloodline between me and the enemy. No weapon formed, no fiery dart shall penetrate my being. I loose the ministering angels to watch guard over this call and all the participants in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, TMC family, I want to talk about who you are. My title is I Am. I want to talk about who you say you are. How do you identify? The definition of identity is who you are, your DNA, your ethnicity, and natural characteristics. Those things don't change. However, identity formation happens as we grow and develop over years. The way you think about yourself, the way you are viewed by the world, and the characteristics that define you. It is also the quality, belief, personality, looks, and or expressions that make a person. A psychological identity relates to self-image, one's mental model of oneself, self-esteem, and individuality. You see, I don't have to think about who I am when I'm asked who I am. I could respond with a myriad of characteristics to identify myself. If I was to ask this question to you, are you outgoing or are you more reserved? You would be able to answer that with some degree of certainty. I'm outgoing, or you might say, I'm reserved or self-restrained. If I wanted a person to be a role model for a rambunctious group of teens, I probably would not ask the outgoing, aggressive person. Conversely, if I needed someone to speak to a group of professional salespeople, I probably would not ask the reserved person. We all have had our unique experiences, and I submit to you, through those experiences, and often as a result of those experiences, we are here today professing, I am a child of God. I am a saint. I am a Christian. Each one of us at some point in our life made a conscious choice to be a Christian, which brought about additional changes in who we are. And just like with a degree of certainty, you would be able to say whether you are outgoing or reserved, you should be able to say with a greater degree of certainty all of who you are in Christ. You know, in biblical days, names had a meaning. Babies were named according to how God led the parents and how the parents saw them or what the parents destined them to become. Sometimes God changed the names of the individuals, like Saul became Paul and Jacob became Israel. Abram became Abraham. You see, while some things about your identity never change, other things during your life must change. You don't think of yourself when you are 30 years old as you did when you were 13 years old. You don't think the same way, or let's say you shouldn't think the same way. You grow, you mature, you learn, you are wiser. You have had experiences that have taught you. At 13, you rely heavily on your parents to help you think through things and make decisions. At 30, you are doing most of your thinking and making decisions on your own. At 13, your I am is not the same as your 30 I am. So my friends, what am I saying? There is a time when a mature Christian, not only do you think of who you are according to the word, but you have to grow to know who you are according to the word. Baby saints do not see themselves as God sees them. They do not believe deep down inside of their spirit all the things God says they are. TMC family, we have to know that we know who we are, and we have to say it. I am a new creation in Christ. Therefore, if anyone in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. We have a new way of thinking. We have a new way of talking. We have a new way of acting. We have a new way of living. We call those things that be not as though they were. We are casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. When you stand on God's word, you know who you are. And glory be to God, you cannot stand on God's word if you don't know who you are. You can say with certainty, I have been born again, not of a corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. 1 Peter 1:23. Incorruptible means it cannot be damaged. It cannot be destroyed. Saints, we are in covenant with God. We have to know that we know who we are and say who we are. We have to proclaim it going, and we have to proclaim it coming. We have to proclaim it in the morning, a mental state. We have to proclaim it at noon, a mental state. We have to proclaim it in the evening hours, a mental state, a constant thought, and a constant reinforcement of who we are. We must eat, think, sleep, and drink who we are according to the word of God. We must be radical in our thought about who we are according to the word of God. It should be so embedded in our deep spirit that no matter what, no matter what, hallelujah, we stand on who God says we are. That is what is going to get us through these turbulent times. And we are in turbulent times now. And we don't even know what the future lies for us ahead. We don't know whether these turbulent times might be like a picnic, according to or based on what might be to come. We don't know. But we have to be ready. Our mental state has to be ready. And we have to know that we know who God says we are. And we have to embrace those thoughts. That is what will drive us to declare, I am a child of God. And no weapon, no weapon, no depression, no sickness, no disease, no coronavirus can touch me in Jesus' name. Ephesians 1:7 says, I am forgiven of all my sins. If you are forgiven, you have nothing in which to be ashamed and nothing to fear. Lift your head up high and declare the glory of the Lord over your life. Declare 1 Corinthians 6:19, I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. Be like Paul when he shook that venomous snake off of his arm and kept on going. He did not miss a beat, didn't think about it, and he was not harmed. We can tread upon serpents and scorpions. We can take up serpents, according to Psalms 91. Mark 16:18 says, and if we drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt you. We shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. We need to shout Colossians 1:13, I am delivered from the power of darkness. And Galatians 3:13, I am redeemed from the curse of the law. Saints, stretch your sword of the Spirit out and decree, I am strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Ephesians 6:10. And Deuteronomy 28:1-4 says, I am blessed. He says, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord and observe his commandments, that he will set you high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed in the city. Blessed in the country. Blessed be the fruit of your body. Blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. Your enemies will be defeated before your face. The Lord will cause blessings upon your storehouses. I am his faithful follower, Ephesians 5:1. I am the light of the world, Matthew 5:14. I am the salt of the earth, Matthew 5:13. I am the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ, 1 Corinthians 5:21. I am one in Christ, John 17:21-23. I am blessed. That's who I am, TMC family, and that's who you are too, and so much more. I want everybody to declare from the depths of your heart right now, right there where you are, if you can, if you're not working, these 10 I ams with me. Ready? Number one, I am a child of God. 1 Peter 1:23. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 6:19. I am delivered from the power of darkness. Colossians 1:13. I am blessed. Deuteronomy 28:1-4. I am victorious. Revelations 21:7. Number six, I have the mind of Christ. Glory, hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 2:16. Number seven, I am the righteous of God through Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 5:21. Number eight, I am seated with Christ in heavenly places. Colossians 2:12. I am more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Romans 8:37. And number 10, I am born of God, hallelujah, and the evil one does not, cannot, will not touch me. 1 John 5:18. Praise God. Back to you, Minister Kai.
Thank you, Minister Candy, for that on-time word. I am. I will be calling you back for the benediction. First, let us go to God in prayer for our prayer request. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you for this woman of God. Father, we ask right now that you pour the virtue back into her that she has poured out unto us, Father. We ask that you fill her to overflow, O Heavenly Father. We ask that she continues to walk in your Jeremiah 29:11 plan for her life and that she continues to grow in her I am. Lord, we thank you for her family. We thank that you have placed a hedge of protection around her, oh God, and we ask you to continue to keep her in your perfect peace as her mind is stayed on you. Father, we thank you for the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and for their yes, O Heavenly Father, that allows us to be here each Monday through Friday to receive a word straight from your throne room. Father, we ask that you continue to keep them, Father. We ask that you just touch their hearts and minds, O Heavenly Father. We ask that you keep a hedge of protection around them. Keep them in your perfect peace, Father. We pray that you continue to just touch Mother Josie right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that you are working it out, and we thank you for it in advance. Father, we ask that you continue to touch the Des De Leon family. Father, continue to give them each step, each process, each product, oh Heavenly Father, for artist life, oh Heavenly Father. Put a hedge of protection around the company and all that concerned them, oh God. Father, we know that you are working it out for their good and your glory, oh God. So we thank you. We thank you because we know that you are God all by yourself. Father, we know that sickness and disease, and especially this coronavirus, is a name, and it must bow down to the name of Jesus. So we rebuke it, and we send it back to the pits of hell from which it originates from, oh God. Father, we thank you right now that your healing virtue is flowing through our land, oh Heavenly Father, because we are being obedient to your will. You said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then they will hear from heaven and that you can heal our land. So, Father, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus. We bring forth the blood of the Lamb, oh God, because we know that you can do it, and we thank you for it in advance. Lord, we thank you that you are touching the bereaved families, Father God. Pastor Apostle Melissa and her family as they buried her father yesterday. Father God, we thank you that you are just touching Robin's father right now and Robin, oh God, because we know that you are the author and the finisher of our faith, Father, and that you are our healing and that we've already received it. All we have to do is walk it out. So, Lord, we glorify your name because you are worthy of that and so much more. Father, we thank you that you continue to just be a comfort to the thousands and thousands of people who have lost loved ones because of this virus, oh Heavenly Father. We pray for Pastor Livonia's family, oh God, as they have lost so many just in that one family, God. We ask that you be their peace that passes all understanding. We ask that you continue to just touch their hearts and minds. Lord, we ask that you are their comforter, oh God, in this season, oh Heavenly Father. Father God, we want to make sure that we are glorifying you in all that we say and do, oh Father. We ask right now in the name of Jesus that you just continue to just be with each and every member on this line, each and every person that calls into the master call, Father, those spoken and unspoken desires of their hearts, Father, the needs that they bring before you that they can't bring to anyone else, we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you meet it according to your will, oh Heavenly Father, not what we desire, but your perfect will for us, oh God, because we know that in your perfect will, all things are well, oh God. So we thank you right now in the name of Jesus because we know that you've already worked it out because your word says all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So, Father, we thank you because we know that you love us more than we can even love ourselves. You counted every hair on our head. You knew our end from our beginning, God, and we thank you for it. So we just want to walk it out according to your will. We want to make sure that we honor and glorify you. We give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor that is due you, because without you, God, we are nothing. So we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. And we thank you for our big brother, Jesus Christ. It is in his matchless name that we pray, and we say amen, amen, and amen. Again, if you want to hear the playback for this call, that number is 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-pound. Again, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-pound. Thank you again, Dr. Vanessa, for being our psalmist this morning and just opening up the heavens and just getting our hearts prepared to receive what thus says the Lord. Thank you, Minister Brenda, our beautiful prayer general, for seating and greeting us this morning and opening us up with prayer. And, of course, to our Pastor Candy, we are so appreciative of that word straight from the throne room this morning. And thank you so much for just being available and open and willing to serve us this morning. I will now call you back and ask you to give us our benediction.
Papa God, Daddy God, we are your children. Help us to know who we are as your children. Help us to stand on who we are and receive your benefits. Help us, Lord, to see and hear more clearly, follow you more nearly, and love you more dearly. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Go out and have a wonderful, wonderful day. God be with you. Bye-bye.